Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
And Bishop is coming up next. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody is not excited because one of the reasons why I come to church is because of who is holding the microphone. Bible says that who did you go out to see? So when you are going out, there must be a vision of who you are going to see. What did you go out to see? And I'm blessed that in this building we have God's finest. Hallelujah. God's choices. Hallelujah. Some people have parts, but we have a whole. And this morning, I'm excited that Bishop is here with us. Hallelujah. I want us with Jesus' joy, celebrating the gift of God to us. Let us welcome our pastor, your pastor, my pastor, our very own God's anointed, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Hallelujah. And your shout can be louder.
I think I want to welcome the choir again. And I want to, let's welcome them again. I want you to lift up your two hands. And I'm asking you to do something specific. I'm asking you to pray about your salvation. Pray about your salvation. You are saved. Pray about it. You are not saved. Pray about it. There's a prayer topic called salvation. I want you to lift up your two hands and begin to pray about your salvation. Today's service is about your salvation. Yes. We have been thinking about people's salvation, unbelievers' salvation, going to win souls, going to have crusades. Today, it is about your salvation. Lift up your two hands and pray about your salvation. about your salvation. My salvation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, protect my salvation.
Lord, protect my salvation.
Lord, secure my salvation.
Lord, secure my salvation.
Lord, bless my salvation.
Lord, bless my salvation.
Let my salvation flourish.
Yes.
Let it blossom.
Let it blossom.
Let people see.
Let people see
that I am saved.
Yes, Lord.
People shouldn't wonder.
Yes.
When somebody meets me, after 1 minute,
hey,
the person should know that this guy is born again.
Yes.
My salvation. Lift your hands
my
and pray.
My salvation, Lord.
My salvation.
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 My salvation.
My salvation.
My salvation.
Pray.
Yes, Lord.
Mandala basataba.
Yes, Lord. Le kamanosi akataya bababa. Le mahanosi akataya bababa. My salvation, Lord. My salvation, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, Lord, save me.
Lord, save me.
Whatever you are a bishop,
yes.
You are a reverend, whatever.
Yes.
Lord, save me.
Lord, save me.
Save me.
Save me.
Pray. Keep praying.
Save me, Lord.
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 Maya dabo shatalababa.
Akata sataya baba baba.
Randala basanda.
Limahatosi akataya baba baba.
Ramasandala baba.
Limahanosi akataya baba baba. Save me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yemahanosi akata. Lima hatosi akataya baba.
The final prayer is that Lord,
Lord,
help me to save somebody.
Oh, to save somebody.
Look, listen. These games we are playing in the church, putting people on buses, bringing them to church, taking them back home, what doing something, whether it's bus center or waykeeping or whatever. You know, you can be doing these things. They are games. They are games we play. You can be doing these things, and one day, when you sit down, if you get a chair and you sit down and you take a sheet of paper with a pen, you cannot write down one person,
one name,
who is saved.
Help me to save.
But for years, you just activities, moving up and down, activities. But you can, and many of you here are like that. Pastor leaders, even pastors, you cannot point a finger that this is Mabel, this girl who is now born again, who was a prostitute at Zongo Junction, this boy who was a smoker, he is now a shepherd because of me. Let me tell you, let's stop this type of... Lift your hands and we are praying that God will use you to save somebody.
Use me to save somebody.
Save somebody.
To save somebody.
Begin to pray right now.
Yes,
pray.
Lord, help me. Use me to save somebody. Hey, mahota sikataya bababa.
To save somebody.
To save somebody, Lord.
To save somebody. Somebody I can point to and say, this girl, this boy.
Yes.
Look, I tell you.
Yes. Help me, Lord, to save somebody. Use me to save somebody. Rakato sataya mama mama mama.
Ramasi maya de. Ramasatala baba. Father, we thank you. I want you to lift up your two hands and ask the Lord to help you.
Help me, Lord.
Help you.
Help me, Lord.
To live this Christian life.
Oh, help me to live this Christian life.
To live this Christian life.
To live this Christian life.
To carry out my ministry.
Yes, Lord.
To do what I have to do.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To do what I have to do.
To do what I have to do.
Father, we thank you.
We thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. come here. We have come to church today to celebrate our pastor. Is going to minister. So I want you to. Yesterday, somebody was sitting with me. A little girl, and I told her that we need weapons to fight. The Bible says that life on earth is a warfare. I'm telling you, if you are in school, you are fighting. By the time you finish school, if you don't fight, you finish school and then you are a drug addict. Yeah. They are class five girls who are fighting. One nurse told me they fight among themselves. One person goes to fight that she must leave the English teacher for her. Class five. See, you can finish school, and by the time you finish school, you have got a lifestyle you don't know what to do with. We are fighting to be normal. That's the scripture. The life of man upon earth is a warfare. It's one of my favorite verses. You are in the choir. You must fight to be in the choir. And those of you who are at the back, second row, you must fight to be in the front. If you don't fight, you won't be in front. And those who are in front, you must fight to be the one standing in front as the lead. Otherwise, you can be here and you'll be surprised that you have never held a microphone to lead a song. You must fight to have a beloved. You must fight to have a beloved.
You must fight.
A girl must fight to have a beloved. A guy must fight to have a beloved. There are many ways a girl must fight. You can't just leave yourself and be there. That, oh, the guys will come. You're not a magnet. There's a fight you must fight. You must fight in your marriage. You must fight in your ministry.
You must fight.
Fighting is everywhere. Fighting is everywhere. Fighting is everywhere. Now, one of the... So I explained to her that the armor of God, the Ephesians 6 armor of God, that armor is not a weapon. Is to protect you. The weapon is what you use. So the Bible talks about the weapons of our warfare. I think 1 Corinthians 14, I think. The weapons of our warfare are different from the armor of God. The weapons of our warfare are different from the armor of God. Now, every Christian must have an armor and weapons. Weapons. Now, one of the weapons you will use to fight in life is a pastor. There are many battles in life you cannot win if you don't have a pastor. Prayer is a weapon, of course. You see that in the armor, prayer is not part of the things. Your head, your chest, your feet, your this, there's a sword. There's no prayer in it. Because the prayer is one of the weapons you use. So armor is different from weapons. Now, I'm not teaching about the armor of God. I'm just telling all of you that you must have everybody. Listen, are you listening? You must have somebody higher than you who cares for you. Most of you stop your relationships at your level. In fact, some don't even have relationships at their level. Some have relationships, all their relationships are people below them. Yes, people they can shout at, people they can boss over, lord over, and all that. So they can't even have colleagues. I've seen pastors in church, and they can't relate with fellow pastors. All the people around them, around him, are lower than him. But it's very important for you to have a good relationship with a spiritual authority that is higher than you, above you. Anyone who doesn't have a personal relationship with a pastor. See, a pastor of a church is largely a preacher on Sundays and a teacher of scriptures. But I'm talking about a pastor. And God has blessed us in this church with a pastor. A pastor. Honor him, help him, encourage him, strengthen him, and even go to the extra mile of defending him. And I want you to pray. And ask the Lord to speak to us.
Lord Jesus,
lift your hands, everyone. Just lift your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you.
In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You may please be seated. Well, I think the maiden speech Bishop George gave is fit to be a sermon. And he has talked about his life as a little boy at home, where the rod was not spared. He's talked about his school years, where he met Reverend Lester as a very bad boy, or not some weird Christian, this type of Azigiza Christians. And then he has talked about camps he has attended. And today he's a bishop. I want to share with you briefly about how the Holy Spirit powers your way up. How the Holy Spirit. For the past few weeks, I've been talking about the teaching about the Holy Spirit. Now, I want us to turn our Bibles, if you have a Bible, to Ephesians chapter 2. Say power up. Say power up. I can't hear you. Say power up. Ephesians chapter 2, LP, verse 6. Watch something. This is just a little exhortation before I go for my second service. Ephesians 2, 6. Watch it. And hath raised us up. Together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So two things. He has raised us up. But it's not as simple as that. This is the mind of God. This is what God does. Yeah. Those of us who believe in predestination, this is our predestined life. Raised up. And then when he raised us up, he didn't leave us to fall. He gave us a place to sit up there. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Christian life can be likened to climbing up a mountain. Climbing up a mountain. At the end of the day, God would have raised you up to the top of the mountain. When you follow Jesus, you do not remain at the bottom where everybody is. Salvation is an elevation. Salvation is an elevation. When you get born again, God, by his power, is trying. See, anybody sitting here who is born again should know this one, that God wants to lift you to be different from your family members. All of us are in families with drunkards, weed smokers, all types of people. You know, but God wants to lift you and separate you and make you different. Now, how God does that? You see, when you are climbing up a mountain, you are different from those who are descending the mountain. The whole world is descending down. When you see the world, as they are in nightclubs, as you see the girls half naked walking through town, they are descending. Down, 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 down. But when you get born again, you are going up, 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 up. So even the church is described in Micah chapter 4 as a place that is at the top, 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 top. Micah 4 verse 1. that the mountain of the house in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. So even the church is higher than a university. The church is higher than a bank. Where you are sitting is higher than parliament. Parliament is a mountain. It's great. University of Science and Technology is a great place. I've been there before. I've seen the place. Very great. Bank of Ghana has got money. But ladies and gentlemen, all these are mountains. But the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established where? At the bottom of all the mountains. The church is at the bottom of all the mountains. The church is below the university. The church is below parliament. Where is the church? At the top. Say top. The church is at the top. So even when you are going there, verse 2. And many nations shall come up, shall come and say, come and let us go up. 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 So your Christian life is a life that takes an upward trajectory. Anybody who follows God is moving up. You can't follow God and be at my level where I'm not following God, if I'm not following God. Every decision you make towards God takes you up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wish it was as simple and poetic and picturesque. I wish it was as picturesque as it seems that the mountain, you see, mountains, one of these days you'll be in Switzerland. Yes, you will notice mountains. Sir, when you see mountains, you will fear. You will fear. I forgot to say hill. When you see mountains imposing, you look up literally. I've seen Afajato. I didn't look up. I was passing. I didn't look up. There are mountains. Your chin must be elevated. You must look up. Ladies and gentlemen, when people, you see, it's not just the church. It's not just the ministry that is at the top. You are also supposed to be at the top. At the top. Matthew chapter 5. Ye are a city set on an hill. At the top. A city. You are not a village. All I'm saying, sir, I hope you are listening to me and not concentrating on the drums. I'm showing you the predestined mind of God. The predestined mind of God is that he wants to do with you what he has done with Bishop George. Bishop George is not special. He's not a special person. He's a child of God just like you. If God can do this with him, it only means he wants to do it with you also. Now, how does a person move up? The upward movement to the top of the mountain is only done with power. That is why you must, you see, to climb a mountain, If you don't have power, you can't. Today I'm saying, I'm repeating myself because I'm ending. The Christian life, going to church, praying, giving offerings, going for Basenta meeting, reading your Bible, the Christian life, having Christian friends. Our Christian life is likened to an upward climb to the top of a mountain. Say, we are going to the top. Tell your neighbor, you are going to the top. Yes. Now, to climb to the top, you need power. And that power comes through the Holy Spirit. The source of that power is the Holy Spirit. You see, many Christians are at the bottom of the mountain. Rick Jonah had a vision. That's what he saw. Most Christians are at the bottom. Many of you are, God has brought you to the mountain, but you are at the bottom. You are waiting to climb. Because you need something to climb. You see, the proper Christian life is not the life you live at the bottom of the mountain. Remember, the bottom of the mountain is not different from town in terms of height. I'll take it again. If this is a mountain and I'm standing at the bottom of the mountain, where I'm standing, it's not different from where the usher is standing in terms of height. It's the same. The difference to you is your ability to climb up. Once you start climbing up, then you are different from the people who are at the bottom. The bottom of the mountain, when God brings you as a Christian, you are saved. Your salvation begins at the bottom of the mountain. And I'm saying that at the bottom of the mountain, you are not different from unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual people. You are not spiritual if you are not climbing. But as unto carnal, this is unbelievers. Even as unto babes in Christ. So where babies in Christ are is where unbelievers also are. They're the same level. Yes, you got born again last week, but you are at the bottom of the mountain. Anybody you know who got born again was just brought from town to the bottom, to the base of the mountain. When you get born again, you have been brought to the base. You got to start climbing, baby. You got to start climbing. And I'm saying, please, don't forget. At the base of the mountain, you are not different from an unbeliever. Is there? Because the babies are the base. Babes, base. Babes are at the base. Babes are at the base. And at the base, where the babes are, that's where the carnal people are. A weed smoker is not different from somebody who has just been born again. That's why they easily go back. Think of it. Even in our little cottage here, how many people have come to the frontier to receive Christ? And where are they? Look, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. I'm telling you something very deep and very strong. When you get born again, coming to stand here to give your life to Christ doesn't make you much different from an unbeliever. You have only come to receive capacity. The John 1:12 capacity. Look at John 1:12. As many as received him, as many who sat down and got up to come and receive him, those people he gave power, capacity to become. To become. Sons of God are not at the bottom of the mountain. Sons of God are at the top. It's babies of God who are at the bottom. Babes at the bottom. Sons of God. So power to become. Remember, not power to be or to. It's power to become. It's a futuristic. Many people never become sons of God. Isaiah prophesied and said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. A child is born, but a son. You must be a son before you are given. Mommy, I'm waiting for the verse. You must be what? A son before you are given. Isaiah. Nine. Wow. Unto us babies are born. Child. A child is born. But to be given. And look at it. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Babies, children don't carry no government on no shoulder. It's sons. Those who have become sons of God. Who carry the government, the governing. So being in church for X thousand years doesn't mean you are a son. I'm going back. All I'm saying, listen. I'm say many things. Most of you sitting here are at the bottom of the mountain. You are, most of you, listen to me. I do not care whether you have been in church for 10 years. It doesn't mean anything. I don't want to go into examples that may offend you. Babes at the base. Babes at the base. But God gives you power. Because to climb the mountain, you need a machine. You need an engine. That's why the prophet Zechariah prophesied in chapter 4 verse 6 that it's not by might. So we don't climb the mountain of God by eating carbohydrates with proteins. It's not banku. It's not by might. It's not by might. You see, nor by power. This power is physical power, but by my spirit. So many of you here have been left at the bottom because you have not received the help of that spirit. Every Bible verse you read on your own is a nimble, feeble attempt to climb up. Every prayer you pray on your own, every right thing you do is a climb. Every devil you resist, every worldly friend you cut off, is an attempt to climb up. We are climbing. The Christian life is a climb. God intends. He said, you are a city on top of a hill. Top, top. We are top people. And we begin at the bottom and we start climbing. When you are a babe, you are at the base. And then we start climbing. Now, that climb, everybody needs a special machine. If you were in Switzerland, it would be by a cable car. If you are in Cologne, Germany, you will need a cable car to the top to see the cathedrals. Oh, it's beautiful. My dear friend, anyone who doesn't look for the Holy Spirit will not climb up. And once we are all at the bottom, some are at the bottom of the base, some are far away. But if you are not careful, before you know, you've gone far. Because bottom and far are the same level. So it's so easy for them to go back to the well, to the drinking, go back to the boyfriend. You just come. Your work is once you come to the base, it means, you see, what are mountains for? Mountains are supposed to lift your life up. Mountains are not supposed to prevent you. A mountain is something God gives you to climb. Any effort to climb a mountain is an effort to elevate yourself up. When you see a mountain, don't describe it as something God has put your way to stop you. Something God has put your way to prevent you. Today I'm saying to you, mommy, we are climbing up. And the machine we need to climb up is a machine called the Holy Spirit. Without that power, you cannot. So many of you, you can't pray on your own. I was telling the church yesterday that what you come, mommy, come. Come. Ten. You see what you are seeing in the church? Can you see the church? You see the church? The people in the church? Many of them are deceived that they have come to church. But it's not true. Somebody organized you to come here. You are not here with your power. Somebody's power was used to find a bus. Yes, you are not here on your own. You are powerless. If you like, next week, mommy, you can sit down. Next week, no bus will come to your area. Let's see if you can come to church. Oh, that sister won't come and call you to walk to church. You see, when we got born again, because we took time to have the Holy Spirit, we had power to go to church on our own.
Oh, you are teaching.
On our own.
You are teaching.
A lot of what we do in the church, it is organized. 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 When I got born again, I would walk miles to a place to take chocho. When I take the chocho, it takes me to Takoradi Market Circle. Then when I get down at Market Circle, I start my walk towards GSCS. Walk, 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 walk. I went myself. Can you come to church yourself? You have no power. Organize? Who has that? Organize. So I was climbing. If you go to the Sacred Baptist Church, that area, see, it's a climb. You climb up to GSCS. Climb, literally. Nobody organized me. I had my Bible. I wore my trousers, my shirt. I was going to church. Can you go to church on your own? Can you come to church on your own? You have no power. Somebody must wake you up before you can pray. Somebody must buy you a Bible before you read your Bible. I bought my own Bible. Why? Because I had power. You can have money and not have the power to use that money to buy a Bible. To use the money you have to buy a Bible, you need power. To use the money you have to buy a book to read, you need power. In the Christian life, everything is by power. You must be powered up. You must be powered up. Many of you are virgins sitting in front of me here. A lot of the girls here, you've not had sex. 18, 17, 16, 15, you are virgins. There are many virgins in the Dancing Stars.
Oh, yes.
But you are a virgin not because you have used your power to fight. No boy has come. Because you yourself, you look like a boy. You've not had the opportunity to resist a boy or to resist a girl. Like a girl comes to you, that she comes and says to you that, have sex with me. And you say, no, I feel for it. I need something. Do it to me, baby. They say, no. That one, you need power to say no.
The pastor is preaching.
Oh. No power to pray. No power to read your Bible. No power to. I mean, you have a phone with data. You still need power not to watch pornography on the phone. You need power not to watch pornography. Because the phone you have, the same phone I have. The data you have, I also use MTN. I even have more data than you. Why don't I watch pornography? Because I have power. I'm climbing. I am being powered up. You offend me. You do something to hurt me. I have power to forgive you. Many ladies don't have power to say it's okay. Yes, they are there. They are quarreling among themselves. They don't talk. You may think they are talking. Ladies and gentlemen, when you find one, I'll put my text message, my phone number out to send me a text to show me anything you can do in the kingdom of God without the use of power. The Christian life itself is not a normal life. We were not born to live this life. We were born, David said, in sin. So we were born to be in drinking bars. We were born to be in nightclubs. One brother told me, pointed to a girl and said, there is this girl, the first time I saw her, I don't want to tell you where she was. Today she's in church as a church mother. Nobody was born to pray. I wake up at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock. Nobody was born to read his Bible. We were born. You see, what your mother gave you is enough for pornography. Yes, your mother. Where is your mother? Anloga. Yes, what she gave you is what you need for sex. Your mother gave you nothing. Reverend George said his father didn't spare the rod. A rod is not what creates Reverend George. Many years ago, about 20 years ago, there was an article in the New England Journal of Medicine. They looked at two groups of children who grew up. One group under strict parental control. The other group were left. I had a father with a rod. My father finished dying at nine years. I was 9 years. So he had a father. I didn't have a father. They look at all the children. One group under strict cane beatings, correct study. One group, nothing. After many years, they discovered something wonderful, that the outcomes were the same. Were the same. Among the people who were beaten up by their parents were drug dealers, drug addicts, prostitutes. Go to town. It's not upbringing. It says power to become. I can show you girls who have lived only alone, from infancy. They are proper girls. Proper girls. Virgins. No mother, no father. They just are around selling yoyi, selling agbelema. They are just in town. But they are virgins. You are with your father. You rather bring the boys. They jump to the toilet and come into the room upstairs. Your father is 3 doors away. And you are there as your father is with your mother, having sex in room number 4. You are also with a boy you have brought, having sex in room number 1. My dear friend, listen. Let's come back to the church. Anybody who intends to be a Christian must know that this is your message. The Christian life is an upward climb. And you need power to climb up. And that power is from the Holy Spirit. Now, I told you how that Holy Spirit comes. By asking Him. By obeying Him. Yes. Today I want to give you one way. One final way. And that this one I'm giving you today is the highest. How many of you want to know the top? Today is a top preaching day. How many of you want the Holy Spirit to come to you? Without Holy Spirit, the next man who comes with 2,000 CDs will get you to damage you. Some of you have got friends you must break away from. But you can't break away from them. You need power to break away from them. Yeah. I had friends also. I was telling the church yesterday, my friends, we were in a group called Bembo Inn Club. Bembo Inn from Treasure Island. Bembo Inn. B-E-N-B-O-W. Everybody had his first name had. From Form 1, Form 2, Benbo Inn. All the bad things were done in that room. It was a room in a teacher's house. A teacher, school teacher. Assistant headmaster's house. And we're all there. That room was called Benbo Inn. I can see it with my eye. And we were there in the club. any bad thing a boy could do was done in the room. Drinking, clubbing, smoking, we go to town. We shouldn't go to town without exit. We go to town, go and buy food. So we go to, by the time you get to Holy Child, another girl has jammed the wall and she has already met you in town. The brain, oh, Madula Bagadaba. But when I got born again, when I received Jesus, I didn't just receive him. I received power to become. So my upward climb has been nice and smooth. And you are listening to a pastor who got born again 40 years ago. I'm still here by the grace of God. I've been powered up. The Holy Ghost is not given to people who are just around, who just attend church. No. Today I want to show you one thing that if you don't do, you will never have the Holy Spirit. And you will be at the base. It's just a matter of months. You will go back to the crowd because you are at the same level with them. It's called sea level. Yeah, ground zero. Ground zero. Acts chapter 2. Then we close. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Every one of you, I like this one, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There is something you do before the Holy Ghost finds you qualified enough to enjoy his presence. As I'm standing here, the Holy Ghost is with me. He walks with me. He talks to me. He warns me. He's with me. You can't see him. He's a person. He's not an it. He's a he. He is with me. The Holy Spirit is with me. Why is he not with you? Or how do we know that he is not with you? We know he's not with you because you can't climb. That's how we know. They're not judging you. It's been 3 months since you got born again. You can't climb. You can't pray. You can't break up with that boy. You can't separate yourself from those friends. When I got born again, I separated myself from my Bembo Inn Club. We were good friends. Even yesterday, I was just one of them. The one whose shoes I was wearing in Form 1. We're together. Somewhere in the central region. We met. Because one of us had lost his father. So that event brought us together. We're hugging ourselves. We are not enemies. But I just couldn't continue my friendship with them. Because what they discuss, I don't have that problem. I'm talking about Christofest, church service, fasting, prayer. But they are talking about apple, holy, girls, this, that, chale, go get the beer. I'm not into beer anymore. I don't do beer now. Neither do I do Guinness. So I couldn't be with them. I just couldn't. I mean, when I sit with you, your discussions, I can't discuss the things you are discussing. I can't be in it. So I cut myself off and joined a new group. Many of you can't separate yourselves. You can't. You're born again. You can't break up with that boy. You can't. He's still sleeping with you. You can't say no. You're still with a girl. You see, no is one of the shortest words. It's not like tintinabulation or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. No is no. No. Should we go? Can I come and pick you? No. Won't you have sex with me? No. But that word, which is, some of you can pronounce supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but you cannot say the word no. Because you need power to say the word no. You don't need no power to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but you need power to say no. Charlie, let's meet up and drink up. No. Let's go to the pool party. No. Fredo is having his birthday bash. You go come? No. That word, just N and zero. N zero. You can't pronounce N zero. You can't pronounce N zero. Do you know why you can't pronounce N zero? Because you don't have the Holy Spirit with you. It's the Holy Spirit who empowers your tongue to say no. And the Bible is saying to us today, let's end it. How is it that she has the Holy Spirit and she doesn't have the Holy Spirit? It means that she has done something. Listen, I taught you last week, if you want the Holy Spirit, pray. I didn't say that. Yes. Ask for it. Luke 11:13. I told you, if you want the Holy Spirit, obey him. Or I didn't teach you. That's teach you to obey him. Yes. Acts 5:23. Obey. But I'm telling you, this one is higher than asking. When you ask God to give the Holy Spirit, he will give. But when the Holy Ghost comes, will he settle on you? Because the Holy Ghost doesn't just sit on any rubbish. It's ravens that sit on dead bodies and nonsense. The Holy Ghost, before he will come to be with you, he must see you pure. And so the word, what you must do, anybody who has not done this, you are on your own, you are at the base of the mountain. Repent. Repent. Many of you have never heard the word repent before. You've heard come to Jesus. You've heard sinner's prayer. You've heard give your life to Christ. But there is a word there. Anybody who has not acted out that word repent is on his own at the base. And soon you will go back and mix up with the crowd again. Yeah. The only thing that will separate you from the crowd at level zero, ground zero, is your climb. That word is repent. Many of you have come to church to sit here and you've not repented. To repent means to make a U-turn. U-turn actually means to move away from something you were moving towards. A U-turn means a change in direction. The Holy Spirit will never come to you if you don't change your direction. A U-turn means I'm going this way, then I turn and head the opposite way. I'm with these friends. I've stopped moving with them. That's U-turn. Move away from. I'm going towards. I've seen a juicy girl, a nice girl. Actually, she's been rocking my body, rocking my mind. That's the girl. I'm moving towards her. When you meet Jesus, you move away. To repent means to sing the song, the things I used to do, I do them no more. That's repent. Many of you have come, you have smuggled your way into the church. You've learned how to speak in tongues, shalababadababa, but you are not. You've not repented. You are with that boy still. You are with those friends still. You are in the church. You are still watching pornography. To repent means to stop and move away from pornography. See, for me to turn, I must stop. It may be 1 second, 1,000th of a second, but there's a point you stop, then you move away from. So I'm having sex with this girl, sex, then I meet Jesus. That's Jesus sitting there. When I meet Jesus, I must what? Stop. Now, you don't just stop. Repentance is not just stopping, but it's in, and be there with her. I'm with you, but we don't fornicate. No, I move away, boss. So now I'm on Instagram, but I don't watch big buttocks, pornography on Instagram, nonsense on Instagram. I'm rather with First Love Church, Makane, Bishop Dagwood Mills, Bishop this. I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Stops and moves away from. It is when the Holy Spirit sees that you have moved away, then he comes. Is there? And pours himself into you. The most precious thing God has is not gold. It's the Holy Ghost. The most expensive thing God has is the Holy Spirit. And he advised us not to give precious things to pigs and to dogs. You have to examine somebody carefully before you give anybody anything. Yeah. I've made mistakes in my life. I've given things to people that if I had paused to examine well, I wouldn't have done. Sitting in the church, let me tell you, you don't have the Holy Ghost because he will never come to somebody like you who has just come to sit in the church and you have not repented from your associations. You've not repented from friendships. You are a lesbian. You are still with the girl. You've not changed. I'm home. If you are a born again Christian, these are the people who should be your friends. Not those girls in town. To repent means to move away from. And there are things all of us should move away from. When the Holy Ghost sees that you have moved away from that boy, you have moved away from those friends, you have moved away from that nightclub, then he comes to empower you to start climbing your mountain. Because you are now worthy. Today, we've all come here in our white to admire a man who has been powered up. Powered up. What you are watching is Holy Ghost at work. He repented. There must be things he was doing, he stopped. You can't continue living like an unbeliever and expect Holy Ghost in you. And that word repent always goes with the twin sister. Baptize. Anybody who is not baptized will not receive the Holy Ghost. When I say baptize, I don't mean Holy Ghost baptism. No, because you will see here that You are baptized before you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So this baptized is not shalabalabalaba. To be baptized means to be fully immersed. Baptizo. That's when we do water baptism. We put people in the water fully. They go inside. Then we bring them out in resurrection. Many of you are not fully in the kingdom. That's baptized. God is not. God is all. When he comes, he inspects. Have you given me all? 98%, then it's zero. Oh, you have 90%, zero. It's either 100%. That's why the word is baptize. Baptizo. Fully inside the water. Some of you, one hand and three fingers are in the kingdom. Two fingers are in a boy's pocket. All or none. Say all.
All.
And many of you haven't given. Your friends. All must be in church. Your 7 days a week. All must be used to live as a Christian. You can't do Sunday morning Christian life. And Wednesday afternoon, Friday night, devil. No. Friday night, Wednesday morning, Tuesday evening, Saturday dawn, Thursday evening. All. That's baptizo. All. Your phone. All the songs are gospel songs. Not 98 are gospel and 2 are devil songs. Say all. It's baptizo. Baptize. All. You are immersed fully. Many of you are not in the church fully. That is why expect to be dry. The Holy Ghost helping you with visions and dreams, determination, favor, power. Forget it. Continue 1 day in church and 6 days in town. Continue your bovide or servire. Continue. Continue. Keep all those Shatawale Stone Boy songs there. Keep it. And add Tego Sisters and First Love Music and Joe Metal. Yes. Keep your Stone Boy. Keep the music. Add Joe Metal. Continue. You will never have Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. He must find that you are fully. That's why we sing the song, "All to Jesus I Surrender." All. All. All your friends. Yes, you'll be in the class. Your math friend, the one who studies math with you, may not be born again or whatever. But the one you sit down, you call your friend, you visit, you chat with, your friends, all, if they are 10, it's 10-10. Your phone, there should be nothing devilish. If you look at all the websites you have visited in the past 1 week, all must be righteous websites. There should not be even one sexymama.com. Not even one. You've given yourself to Reverend George. You've given yourself to Reverend Lester, Bishop Joy. You've given yourself to your LP. And your left breast is with somebody's husband. It's in his mouth. You can't see me. Let me come and stand there. God, he doesn't like 97%. He doesn't like 98%. He doesn't like 99%. He doesn't like 50%. As far as God is concerned, 99% is equal to 0, is equal to 20, is equal to 5. The only thing he likes is 100%. Oh. Continue. Continue. Hey, don't mind this bishop. Foolish man again. Foolish man. Don't mind me. Continue your life. Have your friends. You have a Bible? Yes. Acts. Have it. Have the Bible. Add pornography to it. Continue. Be here. Every Sunday, come. And then Wednesday evening, go to your friends who are playing steel balls and smoking weed in the den. Continue. All I came to tell you is that forget about being powered up. You will remain at the bottom, ground zero, for the rest of your life. Because babes are at the base. And babes are not different from canal. Babes are at the base. Your only hope is in your ability to climb. Your only hope is in your ability to climb. Your only hope as a Christian is in your ability to climb. Because your place is not at the base. Your place is at the top. May the Holy Ghost power you up. Stand to your feet. Continue. Sleep with that boy. Continue that secret life. You are here. You are also betting. You are betting. We can't even get you to pay tithes. But you have money. You can't get you to give offerings. Because, you know what, mommy? We were born by our mothers to bet. David said, in sin. Anything that is sinful, you have the ability because your mother gave it to you. Nobody's mother gave him the ability to pray. You were born with a Bible in your hand or a New Testament. No. We were born to fornicate. We were born to watch pornography. We were born to drink. We were born to have sex. At 16, that is what we are supposed to do. This one we are doing, you need power to do it. And I'm telling you, I wish there was a drone here to take a picture of this congregation. Many of you, I give you 6 months, you will be nowhere near a church. You will even be pregnant. 2 years from now, I want to repeat myself. You were there in a drinking bar. I was in a drinking bar and God came for me. I met a 16-year-old girl. Later, I married that girl. 10 years after she helped me, I married her. She moved me from the nightclub. But all she could do was to bring me to the base because I was a babe. From here, the climb is mine. Power up. Climb. Sometimes, as you are climbing, it depends. Steady yourself. Climb. It's been 40 years. I'm still climbing. Power up. Lady Pastor, your next level will not be attained through determination. It's the Holy Ghost. At this level, there is something to repent from. See, repentance is not something you do when you are born again. Oh. Only. Repentance is a lifestyle. That's why you are qualified by your ability to repent. Because as you are living your Christian life, you see a girl, you can even touch her. Because she herself, she wants you to touch him. Her. We are all, you see something, you have a thought you shouldn't have. You drink something you shouldn't drink. Watch something. You look at something you shouldn't look. We are living, that's the world we are in. But the fact that I held her breast today doesn't mean I must hold it tomorrow and hold it next week. That's why we need repentance. Even pastors must repent. Stop. Stop waking up at 6 a.m. Repent from 6 a.m. waking up and start waking at 4 a.m. You are a pastor. Everybody, I'm saying that repentance is not only for new converts. It's at every day we are repenting. Why do you think we bat? Why do we bat? You have your bath in the morning. Hopefully in the evening you have your bath. Why? Do you go and collect mud to smear your face? No. But just by living on this earth, it's dirty. It's dirty. So we are constantly washing ourselves. Repentance is that thing. Repentance, your ability to say, no. No. I put my arm around this girl. What happened to me? I won't do it again. I want to visit this girl alone. What happened there? I won't do it again. Next time, I'll go with BG. Or I'll go with Reverend Lester. I'll go. I'm saying that in our normal Christian life, we must be repenting. Today, as you stand here, there is something to repent from. Without that ability, you are stuck. Anybody, if you are standing here, whatever you are, if you can't think of some nonsense in your life that you must move away from, then you're not a proper Christian. Many of you, your life is just rubbish. Baller Christian life. There are rubbish in your life. The offense, the bitterness, the hatred. Lift your hands. Repent and be baptized. Repent and be in God, in the church. 100% in the church. Not 88%. Not 97. Not 62. Not 88. Lift your hands, everybody. Repent. Yakadaba. Yakadaba.
Yes.
Yakadaba.
Yes.
Yakadaba. Andalaba.
Andalaba.
Amagababa.
Yes.
Lift your hands, pray. Ask the Lord to give you strength to repent.
Strength to repent.
Strength to repent.
Strength to repent.
Yes, Lord.
Strength to repent.
Yes, Lord.
Strength to repent.
Strength to repent.
Lift your hands. Strength to repent.
Strength to repent, Lord. To stop and to turn around.
He wants to move you up.
And
the engine you need. Only those who repent are giving that engine, that machine you need. Only those who repent, who have the ability to stop and turn away from, they are those who receive that engine, that machine. Lift your hands. Yadababa yandalaba. Ramasanda lababa. Samayanda lababa. Rabasatababa. Father, we thank you. Every eye closed and every head bowed. Today is a day of salvation for someone. If you are here today, you want to be born again. You want to receive Jesus Christ. I want you to lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ. Pastor, I want to repent today. Today I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Pastor, I want to receive Jesus. Pastor, pray for me. Father, I thank you for the blessing of salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive Reverend Lester. Close up.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makinare Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.